Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
You talk about full hearts, man. We were at the Georgia Aquarium yesterday for a Burt's Big Adventure reunion. And thank you to you guys, and thank you to Gas South for helping out with these family reunions. But, man, my heart was so full. I'm sure you guys felt it's the most kids and most adults we've ever had a reunion before.
Yeah. 525 Burt's Big Adventure family members were at the reunion yesterday at the Georgia Aquarium.
Crazy.
So if you've ever gone to an event at the Georgia Aquarium and you've been in the Ocean's Ballroom, like they have like so many events there, but walking in and seeing it filled with just Burt's Big Adventure families from the past 20 years. I mean, kids and their families that went on the very first trip to the kids and the families who went on last year's trip. It was bananas.
You guys have really done something super, super special here. Kristen is 100% right. Like, I was hanging out with Austin yesterday, who I think was on our second trip. Dude is 27 years old now.
Had a full mustache, right?
It might have been. There's a couple of kids. They're not kids anymore,
no,
man.
Adults.
Yes.
They're in their 20s and they're rocking facial hair.
Kids went on the trip when they were 6 years old and they're all still hanging out at 27. And we've said to you guys before that this sense of community that you have allowed us to build with Burt's Big Adventure is even more important than the trip. I mean, the trip is really, really great. And we start to connect there down to Disney World with all these guys. But what all these families have said afterwards, it's the sense of community when you're in this special needs world where you feel like you're on the outside looking in. Clearly, when you have 500 kids and parents coming to a reunion, you guys have nailed it.
Yes.
You guys have nailed it. And you're doing this community that you have built is really, really impressive. And it's really, really special.
Oh, yeah. Seeing all the kids, like Carson, I had to look up to make eye contact with them. And I'm like,
I know.
I think you're like 6 foot now, man.
It was really a special day. And I hope you guys go online. And if you've given any money at all to Burt's Big Adventure, this is sort of your payoff. I mean, the chances are pretty good. You might, maybe not meet our Burt's Big Adventure kids. But seeing all of their smiling faces and all of them hanging out together, this is your payoff. You really need to go and check out the pictures. And again, Gas South helps us with these family reunions, and they're just super important.
Yeah, thank you to the Georgia Aquarium, and thank you to Gas South, and thank you to all the family members that showed up yesterday. It was awesome seeing everybody and hanging out.
There's always one right around the corner.
Yep.
There's another one coming up in a couple weeks.
Holiday reunion, baby. Yeah. Woo! It'll be here before you know it.
All right, so tell us about Stone Mountain and Pumpkin Fest you went to this weekend.
So my mom came into town this weekend. Granny was in town to see Jimmy, her sweet little grandson. And so as soon as she arrived at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport and I picked her up, we went back home, did a quick change, and headed to Stone Mountain because Cassie had told me about the Stone Mountain Pumpkin Festival and had the best time. Met my friend Amanda and her son Asa, and from the dinosaurs to the pumpkins to the train ride to the laser light show against the mountain, they had the best time.
It's like literally you've walked into a pumpkin explosion.
Really?
When you walk through, there are arches of pumpkin, then pumpkins, and they have all these storybook characters and scenes like the Little Mermaid done in pumpkins, and then they have
Cinderella done in pumpkins, White done in pumpkins,
and then they have characters walking around and a drone show where all these drones come together and make like shapes in the sky and the lasers and fireworks. If you've never been, it's absolutely worth checking out because little kids lose their mind. They go bonkers over it. It's super cute.
Yeah, so Granny had a great time at the Stone Mountain Pumpkin Fest. She was at the Burt's Big Adventure reunion yesterday, so she had to take Jimmy to the aquarium for the first time. I went to a mall. I know, right? Throwback. We went to Perimeter Mall, took her to Intermezzo Cafe for lunch, and then went shopping. I know.
Did you have the cheesecake?
We didn't do cheesecake. We just tiramisu, man. Tiramisu is our favorite. And you can't, the desserts at Intermezzo are just like, just beyond. And so she always, she trusts my fashion sense. And she, one of the things she misses the most about being near me is when we go shopping together, so I can help her, like when we're in like the changing room and stuff like that, and pick stuff out for her. So we got to have a nice little shopping afternoon. And then we were in Chambly last night because we had to take her to the Frosty Caboose so we could get some ice cream. It was just... It was a packed weekend, but it was just full of fun and full of love.
All so. Atlanta kind of weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super fun. All right, Mo, this Major League Baseball player that's really connected with husbands and dudes.
Yeah, so I wanted to read his exact tweet to you guys and get your take on it, but I guess he was going through a lot of steam online and deleted it, so the tweet is not there anymore.
Oh, really?
So I'll try to remember what he said. It was a lot. It was a very long tweet, but he was getting a lot of heat. His name is Aubrey Huff. He used to play in the majors over 13 years. And so he's going through a very public divorce with his now ex-wife. And apparently it cost him a lot of money. It was a rough breakup. And so he was taking a lot of heat for the fact that he cheated on her. And so he wrote a really long message about trying to explain from a male point of view why a lot of men are so hesitant to get married nowadays, because he was saying that in his case, he gets why he's getting a lot of the heat, but he doesn't like the fact that so many people are saying that he's bitter in the way that he's going about it, because he says for the most part of his 13-year career, he was, which I know the ladies were really mad about this, but he was faithful to his wife. He just slipped up, and he feels as if the majority of men who be in this position to have to face these temptations every day in a 13-year career would slip up as well. And he feels like there were a lot of things that went wrong on her end as well as his end. And he just basically didn't think it was fair that because of his one slip up, he now has to not only give her half of his earnings, but he also has to continue to pay for her spousal support, even though they are no longer together. Yeah. And he just feels like it needs to change. And he was asking women, how do you believe that this is fair? Because I made one mistake that will now haunt me for the rest of my life, because it wasn't as if it was his intention to step out on his wife. But it was a mistake that happened. And now he feels like he's going to have to pay for that for the rest of his life. In which that was his point in saying he would never get married again. And he thinks this is why some men are now being hesitant to marry. And, well, a lot of the women had different opinions on why they didn't really care.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not getting married again because the wife you cheated on wants half of your stuff. So and if you had just not cheated on her to begin with, you wouldn't be in this position.
Let me try to interpret what he's saying here. He's like, for 13 years, I'm on the road, and I haven't screwed around when I could have, and she would have never found out about it. And I mess up one time. She's divorcing me for it. I shouldn't have to give everything that I made over my career for this one mistake.
That's exactly what he's saying.
And that didn't go over well.
And no, because a lot of the women were saying exactly what Kristen just said. Well, you shouldn't have messed up. You shouldn't have cheated. You shouldn't have stepped out. And then that's when his response was, I would challenge anyone, especially men, to have a 13-year career in professional sports, where he feels like 90% of their marriage was beneficial to her. And he had one slip up and in that time, and he just doesn't feel like the punishment matches
the crime.
Right. Mm.
Here's what I know about breakups as somebody who does this every week with a breakup podcast. When it comes to cheating, it's never just one mistake. Nobody has a happy-go-lucky, yay, I love everything about life type of relationship and then just goes off and cheats with somebody. I think that him cheating was probably just the last straw for her, with a series of maybe like indiscretions, or maybe there was growing tension throughout the relationship. And so he feels like it was just this one mistake, but really it was just the final straw.
And so because he is a professional athlete and brought lots of money, he should be like allowed to do that and not get raked over the coals. So like, for instance, if it was just an average Joe that did this, yes, by all means, take half his money.
I don't think he was saying he should be allowed to, but I think he was trying to say that it should be understandable that
I gave her
so
I gave her such a good life
all that time, right?
Oh, okay.
That she shouldn't get 50% after. And I can't believe that he deleted the tweet.
Seriously, he got that tweet out of
there. Were there a lot of dudes that were backing him on it too?
There were some women too. It was like kind of 50-50. It was I actually thought it was shocking how it was a balanced response, but I guess it was enough heat for him to get rid of it either way.
By the way, this is the dude that got permanently banned from Twitter back in 2021.
Oh, is that right?
And also had a slip up back in 2020 on Twitter.
At least he's consistent. It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.